Steve Miller. Germany's foreign minister says European countries won't cave into U.S. threats and the escalating transatlantic dispute over tariffs, but he was hoping for a solution. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Trump administration has already imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the EU and is threatening tariffs on cars, trucks and auto parts, a key industry for Germany. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is visiting Washington on Wednesday for key talks on the issue. Now, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has told Germany's ARD television that he hopes it will be possible to find a consensus solution on tariffs. However, he adds the EU won't let itself be threatened and just cave in, because once done, we may have to deal, he says, with such behavior often in the future, and we won't accept that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Satellite images indicate North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities at a site used to develop engines for ballistic missiles. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports it is a first step toward fulfilling a pledge made to U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Washington-based group 38 North said Monday that images showed dismantling operations at the Sohae satellite launching station. President Trump said after his unprecedented June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, Kim had promised that a major missile engine testing site would be destroyed very soon. Trump did not identify the site, but a U.S. official subsequently told the Reuters news agency that it was Sohae. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
A hydroelectric dam collapsed in southeastern Laos Monday, leaving an unknown people dead and hundreds missing. Rescue efforts were underway as top government officials rushed to the site and pleaded for aid. The collapse of the Sepien Senam Dam left 6,600 homeless. This is VOA News. Israel shot down a Syrian fighter jet. It said it breached its airspace Tuesday with a pair of Patriot missiles. Syrian forces have been battling rebels and Islamic State militants at the frontier with Israel in recent weeks. Tuesday marked the first time government forces reached the edge of Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. It's also the first time Israel shot down a Syrian jet in 4 years. A wildfire raging in east of Athens has killed at least 60 people, and more than 100 have been injured. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
The small community of Mati was the worst hit, a popular tourist destination east of the capital. Greece is begging residents to abandon their homes and head to safe havens near the beach. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras cut short a trip to Bosnia on Monday and was seen rushing to an emergency meeting on the blaze. The country has also asked for help from its European Union partners. Authorities say at least 100 homes have been burned, as well as more than 200 vehicles. On Monday, a thick plume of smoke could be seen blanketing the Acropolis as the blaze continued to rage on.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The Trump administration reports it is making progress on the reunification of migrant children and their families. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Facing a court-imposed Thursday deadline for reuniting migrant children 5 years old and older with their families, the Trump administration says there have been nearly 1,200 family reunifications so far. The administration has identified 2,551 children 5 and older who were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. That means there are more than 1,300 reunifications that must take place over the next 3 days. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabraw set the Thursday deadline for the federal government to reunite the older children with their families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
VOA's Bronwyn Benito has more on the escalation of rhetoric between U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani.
After Rouhani warned Trump not to play with the lion's tail, Trump tweeted in all caps, "Never threaten the United States." The hostile rhetoric came just after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a message to Iranians during an address in California. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters the president wasn't escalating tensions.
If anybody is inciting anything, I'll look no further than to Iran.
Some experts say while the U.S. is imposing tough economic measures on Iran, they do not believe U.S. military action is imminent. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Three new cases of guinea worm have been discovered in South Sudan, setting the country back in its efforts to eradicate the debilitating disease. The World Health Organization says the cases were found among cattle keepers in Rumbek. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News. Voice of OA.